I'm stretching. I was only going to do one episode. Fuck. But I'm in the zone. Oh, man. Whew. And when you're in the zone, I don't fight it, man. When you're in the zone, you gotta fucking go with it. I'm gonna do the articles I was supposed to do in the previous edition of Stating the Obvious. You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan like Vox Day on gab.ai. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can call for people to censor people you don't agree with because feelings. You can also read the book Daybang by Ruche V, which is a great book about meeting girls in the daytime. Great one. What does that have to do with anything? Well, nothing. But it was on the bookshelf, and it was right there next to Social Justice Warriors Always Lie. So I was putting the book away, and I saw Daybang, and so I just thought I'd mention it. It's a fucking free product plug for a good fucking book. Jesus, what do you guys want from me? I recommend books to you that you should read that will make your life better. What do? You fucking complain. Well, I'm sorry. Do you need to censor me? Do you need for me to be fucking blocked or something because of your fucking feels? Because I said you should read fucking Daybang by Ruche V and learn how to pick up girls in the daytime? Ah, fucking Christ, guys. I can't deal with your fucking emotions. I can't manage your emotions for you. You have to do that for your fucking self. When I become president of the United States in 2024, you guys are going to have to manage your own fucking emotions. All right, so here's my platform so far. It's a great one. You're not serious. Oh, the great one is for reals. Great one for president, 2024. It's not the best. All right, I'm going to say it right now. I'm just going to throw it out. Aaron Clary, if you want to be my vice presidential candidate, we can talk. All right, here's the platform. Number one, free college. 6 years of free college paid for by the taxpayers. Oh, wait a minute. Fuck, I was going to end taxation. Hey, see, now there's some bugs to work out. I'm not going to stand here and lie to you. See, I'm not fucking Obama and Hillary and Trump and Bush. I'm going to stand here and lie. I'm going to build a wall between the United States and Mexico. Okay, still waiting. I'm going to drain the swamp. Okay. Still waiting. I'm going to close Guantanamo Bay. 8 years. Nope. I'm going to give her free health care. Nope. I still got to fucking finish going through the blueprint for change. We're doing that. All the shit he promised in the blueprint for change. It's going to be hope and change. We're going forward. Yep. America is a racist country, but now I'm here and I'm going to fix it. See, I'm not going to stand here and bullshit you. I'm going to tell you the fucking 100% truth. So here we have the first problem. It's how am I going to provide free college if I eliminate taxation? All right, I'm going to think about it. I will come up with a fucking answer. However I provide the free college, you will get 6 years of free college. In return, you have to give up your right to vote for the rest of your life. You have to give up all rights to all forms of welfare, which actually is going to mute issue because number two is on my fucking agenda is eliminating all welfare. And then number three, you have to be sterilized so that you can't reproduce. Okay. Plank number two is I will end all welfare. Corporate welfare, personal, all of it, it's gone. It's all no welfare, no food stamps, no WIC, no motherfucking welfare. Platform point number three. I will bring all military troops back to United States soil. The exception, because some of you are going to be smartasses and go, well, what about the Navy? Oh, man, you're so much smarter than me. Let me guess, the next thing you're going to ask me is, who's going to build the roads? Oh, I can't figure that one out. Oh, it's so hard. That's what she said. All military troops are going to come back to United States soil. all the military bases will be sold to the countries that they're in. The United States Navy will return to the shores and the coastal waters of the United States, where they will patrol, and then Navy ships will patrol international waters so as to render assistance in disasters, sinking ships, pirating, such as that. There it is. There's the first, and then of course taxation. All right, I got to figure out how I'm going to do about taxation. You know what? Look, again, we're being honest. This is not ANCAP dice. We're not doing ANCAP dice. We're doing a status society run by non-stupid people. If you're going to have a status society, you do have to have taxes. And here it is. It will be a flat tax. Number four. And when other people say flat tax, and they, no, I don't mean flat tax like everybody else has talked about with their 17,000 pages of fucking documentation and regulations. Flat fucking tax. Flat. Be a percentage. End of discussion. Well, what about there will be no deductions. See, that, well, we want a flat tax, but I still need a deduction for my home mortgage, and I need a deduction for my education loan, and then we should have deductions for children. No. See, that's called welfare. This fucking thing where you fucking people out there who have kids pay less taxes because you have children, no, you should be paying more taxes because you're using more resources. Your children use resources. You should not get a tax break because you're using more resources. There will be no tax breaks for having children or mortgages or anything else. It will be a flat fucking tax rate. End of discussion. Well, what about no. No. So there it is. There are the first four planks of my platform. Moving on. Who are you? I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I've been on the internet since 1999. I have been podcasting for 12 years. On November the 1st will be 13 fucking years of stating the obvious podcast. And in 2024, I will be elected President of the United States on the heels of the Trump and Fuhrer. All right. Which one of these do I start? God, this is pathetic. Let's start with this one because this will go first. All right, this little millennials. We are reading from the CSU Collegian, August 31st, 2017. I'm actually operating in the current year. It's almost like this is a current events show, except it's not. Little millennial dumb bitch, Jayla Hodge, writes the following. And I'm not going to read this whole thing, because it just goes on and on with the same shit. Buying textbooks and supplies can be stressful for any college student. Oh God. Oh, the first world problems. Oh, I had to buy textbooks. Oh. Meanwhile, in other parts of the globe, there are people dying of starvation. There are people who have no clean water, people with dysentery, people being murdered in wars, people being raped, women being stoned to death because they're not virgins because they were raped by their brother when they're 14 years old. And of course, Muslims at weddings getting blown up by missiles launched from flying robots. But oh my God, poor little Jayla. She has to buy textbooks and supplies, and it's so stressful. Oh, we're really stressed out with our first world problems. If you are like me, honey, anyone who's like you is a fucking idiot. If you are like me, you are familiar with the feeling in your gut when you look at the prices. No, honey, that feeling has come from all the fucking junk food you ate because you overeat and you don't eat healthy. Students all over this campus and country are hard-pressed to spend big money on textbooks or simply forced to forego buying them at all. According to NBC's,
that wouldn't be fake news.
According to NBC's review of Bureau of Labor Statistics data, since 1977, the cost of textbooks has risen 1,041%. And yet you dumbasses keep going to college and buying them. It's almost as if you're not capable of learning anything. It's almost as if you've never heard of the internet. The College Board found that the average student at a four-year public college spends $1,200 on, quote, books and supplies, unquote. Okay, well, that could include, like, vibrators and condoms. What does supplies mean? Or $1,250 at a private university. This study shows that students are captive consumers and will generally buy whatever text has been assigned to them. There's a study,
and the studies have shown that there's no such thing as boys and girls. Those are social constructs, and everybody has their own unique gender.
Now, studies have shown that you're just a bunch of idiots who will keep buying expensive textbooks regardless of how expensive they get. You're not a captive audience. Captive consumer. You're not a captive consumer. You're just not very smart. You just keep falling for this. We need to change this by using more affordable resources. I don't know, like everybody in the class could chip in and you could buy the fucking book collectively. Wait a minute, what about Amazon.com? Hold on, how about the internets? I thought everything was on the internet. Why do you need to buy the textbook if everything is on the internet? Buy the textbook from the people who took the class before you and then sell it to the people who took the class after you. Have you heard of the internet? Okay, fucking millennial first worlder cunt. This is a serious question. Why do I have to think of everything? Have you heard of the internet? Okay. You set up a website. It's not that hard. Retarded people do it all the time. It's called Tumblr. Set up a website. And it's like csustudentbooks.com or some shit. You could be a .org if you want, and you can fucking have green policy and feel good about yourself, right? And so you put on there philosophy 101, and everybody who took philosophy 101 this semester, then they go on their post and they go, hey, here's my books, I'll sell them to you, contact me. And then you're taking philosophy 101 the next semester, and you go and you look at philosophy 101, you click on it, there's a list of people who got the book to sell. You send them a text because you don't know how to use email because you're all too fucking young. You send them a text and be like, I'll buy your fucking book. And you meet them at the fucking Laurie Studio and you give them some money and they give you the book. And you get the book for less and then you fucking sell the book to the people after you. Holy fucking shit. Right? You can be on social media stalking people and fucking posting selfies and here's a picture of my breakfast. But you can't figure out how to use the internet for anything that will actually fucking be useful or intelligent, can you? You know why? Because you're a goddamn first worlder with first world problems and somebody needs to bitch slap the fuck out of you. I would give this dumb bitch 6 years of free college in exchange for her not voting and her being sterilized. When I am president of the United States in 2024, that's how that's going to go down. Jesus fucking Christ. Buy one goddamn copy of the book and somebody fucking scan it. I don't know. God damn. Right? You rip all the pages out. Everybody gets so many pages and you go scan them all fucking in. You put them into a PDF file. You send it to everybody.
Do you people have no fucking imagination? No, you don't have any imagination. This is why I have to sit through all these fucking remakes of movies. Hey, let's remake Spider-Man a third time. Hey, let's remake Star Trek and fuck it up. Hey, let's crank out some more Star Wars movies. I have an idea. Let's milk the Alien series for everything we can. Have I mentioned that Alien Covenant was the biggest piece of shit? You say, great one. You're not going to talk about that movie again, are you? Oh, I am. Oh, there's another podcast coming about that movie. It was so fucking terrible. No, you're not off the hook yet. I have even more to bitch about how fucking terrible. I saw my friend Rachel, the one I went to the fish and chips food truck with the other day, and we're there. And so while we're there, I said, hey, have you seen Alien Covenant? Because Rachel and I, we critique movies and everything. And she's like, oh my God, I just watched that last night with my husband. I'm like, and? And she goes, it was terrible. She's like, my husband loved it. He was really into it. And I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm like, thank you. Thank you. I am. She's like, yeah, it was shit. It was completely predictable and it was shit. I'm like, there it is, man. Validated. Not that I need validation, because I know fucking can manage my own emotions. But I'm just like, yes, that movie was a piece of shit. And yes, I will complain about it more. So just calm down. Everybody relax. Don't get all upset. Wait, nobody's upset but me. God damn it. I'm not even boozing either. I was going to have a martini for the recording process, but I need to lift weights. And if I drink a martini and then try to lift weights, I'll probably kill myself, which I know would make a lot of you happy, which is why I'm not doing it, because I am not here to make you happy. I am here to make me happy. All right. Another survey released in 2014 by the USPIRG Education Fund revealed that 65% of students have been forced, you know, kind of like being forced to pay taxes. They've been forced. The government came and said, if you don't do this, we'll put you in a cage. They have been forced to opt out of buying a college textbook due to high prices. Forced. See, friends, I have been forced to opt out of buying a Lamborghini because of high prices. I am so fucking oppressed. I think Donald Trump needs to do something about this. Of those students who reported opting out, 94% say they suffered academically. Okay, did you suffer academically because you didn't have the textbook, or did you suffer academically because you're stupid? I, too, have taken college classes. I, too, have not bought the fucking textbook. And once again, can we please be honest? We know good and goddamn well, especially those of us who went to college, especially, we know how much of your assigned reading you actually do. About as much as I did. Okay? Then I didn't have a tech. No, don't use the fucking lack of a textbook as your excuse for failure. Nice try, sweetie. Whoa. Oh my goodness. Holy Toledo. All right. Completely unrelated, like personal stuff. All of a sudden I'm getting bombarded with. Wow. All right, I will read that later because it has nothing to do with you guys. It's photography-related stuff. Dude, I'm going to have like this plethora of hot chicks. Oh, it's going to be brutal. Dude, I am going to be forced to take photographs of hot women. It's going to be so brutal. I'm going to have so many first-world problems taking pictures of scantily clad hot women. I think I'm going to come on the internet and complain about it. Oh, wait! I have a life. I don't have time to complain on the internet. Oh, wait, I'm complaining on the internet right now. Never mind. I'll edit that out later. All right. I'm serious, guys. Wait till I am president. Can you imagine the State of the Union speech? All right. Boom. The fucking great one walks in. Bang. Silence. Because nobody wants to say a fucking word. Nobody wants to clap. Because they know the great one is here to lay smack down. The great one walks up to the fucking lectern. It is not a podium. It is a fucking lectern. The great one walks in front of the lectern. He is standing there in front of the presidential seal. The great one unbuttons his pants, unzips them, drops it, and says, "Suck my balls, motherfuckers." There it is. State of the Union. My ball sack, your mouth. That's the State of the Union right now. Has nothing to do with fucking textbooks. For low-income students who are already struggling to stay in school, expensive textbooks make pursuit of higher education practically unattainable. Without proper class resources, disadvantaged students become more disadvantaged as they fall behind in classes. Because they can't use Google and their creativity and their imagination and the internet to find out a motherfucking alternative, because they're just not very smart. Okay, are you sure they're falling behind because they don't have a textbook? Or could they be falling behind because they're just not very smart? Textbooks are not sold in a free market, which means they do not have to compete with one another based on price, but quality. Here is a left-wing statist social justice warrior, millennial, complaining that the textbooks are not sold in a free market. No, sweetie, they are sold in a free market. You're completely free not to buy them. It is no longer uncommon to spend $300 or more on one textbook. Once again, because you're dumb enough to pay that. This allows publishers and middlemen suppliers like CSU's bookstore to make a profit off students. With tuition and student fees already so high, additional required spending is ridiculous. Once again, sweetie, Jayla, you misunderstand the purpose of Colorado State University and other educational institutions. Their purpose is to make money. They make money by taking money away from you. It's not a charity. It's not a nonprofit. It is a money-making business. That's how they can pay all these adjunct professors $22,000 a year to work like fucking slaves. And that's how they can pay all the tenured professors to teach one fucking class a semester and spend the rest of their time fucking off while making $60,000, $80,000, or $100,000 a year. That's how the college can pay football coaches so much fucking money. Just in case you haven't done this, look up salaries on college campuses and compare administration and the teachers, and then look up the salaries of the football coaches. I've talked about this in past podcasts because I've talked about some books about football extensively. The college you are attending is not there for your benefit. The college is there to make a profit. And if you're going to give them your money, well, why the fuck shouldn't they take it? And this whining about the free market. Whenever I hear a millennial talk about the fucking free market, I almost want to fucking puke. Because you're the most socialist fucking whine. I want Bernie Sanders to give me free college. Oh, but you want free market. So you want free college without getting sterilized, without giving up your right to vote. But you also want a free market. So you want socialism and you want a free market. Because again, you see, you want socialism for other people, but you want to be exempt and you want a free market for you. Just like the old Fox Day. He doesn't want to be censored when he's on Feminist Book, but when he goes to Gab AI and somebody calls him a pedophile, oh, now we need censorship. Oh, dual, because see, that's the different, that's the wrong kind of free speech. Yeah. See, yeah, free speech, there's three different kinds of speech, just like there's 73 million different genders. Moving on, speaking of gender. Pentagon to convene panel on implementing President Trump's ban on transgender personnel in U.S. military. I have no idea where this is at today. I don't know what's going to go. This is from August 31st, 2017. Year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer. The last president before I become president of the United States. You're saying, great one. Are you saying Trump's going to win re-election? It could happen. So yeah, I'm looking forward to 8 years of Donald Trump. Then, 2024, the great one himself. Boom. Election. Fucking CNN. There's no way the great one could win. Who am I going to run against? Who's going to be Big Red and Trigglypuff? Those are going to be my opponents. It's going to be the fucking great. Can you imagine that debate? It's going to be the great one versus Big Red. Holy shit, we're going to go to town. It's going to be, now there's no, the Big Red and Trigglypuff, they're going to sweep it. They're going to take, and they're fucking Chank and the other fucking morons. What's that bitch? The bitch who said, I'm better than you, you're garbage. Fucking whatever she is. The Armenian chick who's in love with the Turkish people who've exterminated her people. That you're the Young Turks. The Young Turks are going to be on the mat. The great one can't win. Yeah, Trigglypuff and Big Red, they're going to sweep this election. It's going to be so exciting. We're finally going to have our first female president. Then someone's going to say, did you call Big Red a female? Oh my God. And this Chang's going to have to apologize for assuming her gender. It's gender, Z's gender, Zaz, I'm saying Faye's gender, whatever the fuck it is, because you can't, and then boom, it's going to be just like 2016 all over again. Chang's going to be sitting there with tears in his eyes, melting down as the fucking people of the United States, the fucking normal ones in the center states, the East Coast and the West Coast should all be nuked. There we go. Platform number five. When elected president, I will kick California out of United States. Great one. You're not really serious. Yeah. Okay, sure. You fucking think what you want. When I am elected, there it is. Number five. California will be fucking kicked out. You get not here. Nope. We're taking the star off the flag. Get the fuck out. We're sick of your shit. You're fucking weird, you're stupid, you're idiots. Get the fuck out. I'm going to do to California what Donald Trump did to trannies in the military. Ooh, yes! Ow. There's a slogan. There's a fucking slogan. Hold on, I'm going to write that down. Oh, yes! Doing to California what Trump bid to trannies in military. All right. You know, you could be doing something useful with your life right now, but no. Here you are listening to the great one. God, you are so fortunate. And the thing is, when I am elected president, you're going to be going, you know, I was there when it started. I was there when it happened. I was there at the Genesis. And people are going to say, oh, you can't talk about Genesis. That's religious. And you're going to say, great one, you're an atheist. You're going to, no, look, there's the separation of church. That's fine. Because the state ain't going to be doing much. You can be as religious as you want. I don't give a shit. Well, aren't you an atheist? Aren't you going to be opposed to nativity scenes on government property? I don't give a flying shit. There won't be any federal problem. Here we go. All right. Where are we at? Number six. All federally owned property will become the property of the states in which it resides. There will be no more federal property. If there is an actual federal building, most of which will be sold off by the time I'm finished, that property will belong to the federal government. Like all the parks, all this fucking federal property. No. That shit belongs to the state. All the federal property in Wisconsin, in Texas, Oregon, Rhode Island, whatever. There will be no federal property. And it will be up to the state. And as far as like federal government buildings, all right, so somebody in the federal government wants to put up a nativity scene. Great. You pay for it. I don't give a shit. Is the government going to pay for it? No. But that's not separation of church and state. That's just called not spending money. If you work at the federal post office and you and your coworkers say, we want to put up a fucking statue of Jesus, I ain't give a flying shit. You pay for it, you can do it. See, that's called freedom. And it terrifies the fuck out of so many of you out there. You're just fucking terrified. There are people out there pissing on themselves right now. Because you're so fucking scared of other people doing something that you don't approve of. Oh, you're so fucking scared. And when the great one Fuhrer is president, the federal government will no longer be there to manage your fucking emotions for you. You're going to have to deal with it. You might walk in the post office. Who knows? You might see little fucking baby Jesus. You might see Muhammad. You might see Buddha. You might see Linda Lovelace. I don't know what you're going to see. And as long as it's not paid for with federal money, which is collected from the flat tax that has no exemptions for anything like having children, I don't give a flying fuck. You know what else you're going to see in federal buildings when the Great One becomes president? Every federal employee will be required to carry and qualify with a sidearm. There it is, number 7. All. Carry sidearm. You mean, wait, for shooting citizens? No, for shooting anybody who wants to fuck with us. For shooting anybody who gets out of line. I don't know who you're going to fucking shoot. You're going to have to figure that out on your own. I can't manage your goddamn emotions for you. Everybody's going to have a fucking... The federal buildings are a no-weapon area. Oh, bullshit. You say, well, great one. Wait, can we bring weapons? You're goddamn right you can bring your weapons in there. Number 8. No federal gun laws. There will be zero federal gun control. Great one. Are you saying that machine guns will be legal at a federal level? Yes. Oh my God, but children will be killed in the streets. No. See, there won't be any streets because the Great One's not going to build any roads. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump and the transgendered personnel in the military. Can I read the article? Or guys, can I stop talking about what's going to happen when I'm elected president? Can I please fucking move on? I know you want to hear more about the greatness of 2024. When the Great One Fuhrer takes the presidency. Defense Secretary James N. Mattis says the Pentagon won't change its policy of allowing transgender people to serve in the U.S. military until he receives recommendations from a panel that is supposed to report back in February on the impact of a ban. See, this is the big problem with the federal. So, in theory, Donald Trump is the commander-in-chief of the military. In theory, when Trump gives an order, it's supposed to fucking be obeyed. We're going to fuck around until February. See, the Great One, there's not going to be any of this shit. When the Great One gives a fucking order, it will be carried out. It will be carried out instantly. It's like when the great one is elected, the great, and the boom, you put your hand on the Bible. I'm gonna be, I swear I'm not gonna say God because I don't believe in God. I'm gonna say I swear blah 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 on my grandmother's ashes. And then I'm going to walk to the microphone and I am going to say, effective immediately, all military personnel on non-United States soil should begin packing up and coming back to the United States. And that order, it will be carried out immediately. Anybody, any general that does not fucking implement the order immediately, it just be fired. It's like, okay, you can give me your resignation. Get the fuck out. Fall on your sword. Get the fuck out. If you cannot obey orders, I will replace you with somebody who can. We are not fucking around here. The panel will be drawn from the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security, which also will not exist. We already have a Department of Homeland Security. It's called the Department of Defense. The purpose of the military of the United States is to defend the homeland. Here we go. Total platform point number 9. Great one. Can you stop talking about yourself? No. No, I can't. Shut up. Eliminate Homeland Defense. There will be many other things eliminated, yes, but the Department of Homeland Homeland Defense will cease to exist the moment I am sworn in. Once again, there will not be, oh, we're going to have a meeting in February and talk. No. Boom. Bam. Grandma's ashes. I do. Bang. You're the president. You may kiss the bride. Boom. Department of Homeland Defense. Everybody is fired. Your budget cut. You're gone. It's over. All of your fucking resources transferred to the United States military. All of you fired. No, you don't get fucking severance packages. You're gone. It's over. You can, on your way out, lick my ball sack. I'll let you do that much. The panel will be drawn from the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security, but its members have yet to be named. They will examine how the Pentagon can implement President Donald Trump's... I love that. President Donald Trump's... Oh, it makes me smile. President Donald Trump's directive banning transgender individuals from entering the armed forces. Mattis' statement Tuesday came in response to Trump's memo last Friday that directed Mattis, in consultation with Secretary of Homeland Security, to submit a plan to him by February 21st. Trump has yet to appoint a new Homeland Security chief to replace John Kelly, who became White House Chief of Staff. Quote, as directed, we will develop a study and implementation plan, which will contain the steps that will promote military readiness, lethality, and unit cohesion with due regard for budgetary constraints and consistent with applicable law, unquote, Mathis said. That is the biggest bunch of bull. No, you simply find the people who are trannies and you ETS them. You say, okay, you are not in the military anymore. Thank you for coming. Let's do your paperwork. We're going to ETS you. For those of you who don't know ETS, that's the thing for, we call it Echo Tango Sierra in the military. It's when you're leaving the military. Like when you're ETSing. You're not quitting, you're ETSing. You're leaving. You're no longer active duty. And look, you don't have to shit on these people, right? I'm not saying they should get a dishonorable discharge. Just normal discharge, because they're discharging early. Once again, guys, look, I'm perfectly reasonable here. I know you don't think so, and I don't give a shit what you think, because I'm not here to manage your emotions. Let's say that you're a tranny, and you enlisted for 3 years, and you're only 1 year in, okay? I would become 100% okay, give them the money they would have been paid for the next 2 years. I'm not trying to financially fucking kill anybody here. But This is not rocket science. This does not need all this fucking bullshit and fucking a study and an implementation. No, you ETS them, you pay them for the remainder of their enlistment. This is why the Trump and Fuhrer is not the savior. If the Trump and Fuhrer came in and said, bang, you're a tranny, you're out, you're all leaving at the end of next month, we'll give you your money and we're done, then he might be the fucking savior. But he's not the savior. This is not savior level activity. When the great one is president, you're going to see what savior level activity looks like. There's going to be no fucking studies. There's going to be no fucking transitions. There's going to be no implementation plans. There's going to be no fucking board. There is going to be the great one Fuhrer laying smackdown on candy ass. He said the panel will be made up of people with, quote, mature experience, most notably in combat and deployed operations, and seasoned judgment to this task, unquote. Once again, what does combat experience have to do with ETSing transsexuals out of the military? That has nothing to do with anything. Has nothing to do with anything. It's like when you have layoffs at your corporation. You don't need people with combat experience to figure out how to lay people off. It's not that fucking hard. You give people a fucking piece of paper. It's got a pink slip. It says, you've been laid off. Go to HR, collect your fucking benefits, and leave. There's no swamp draining going on. I know you're making America great and you voted for Trump and hoorah and all this other shit. Sorry, guys, no. The swamp is not being drained. There's no draining happening here. This is just pure more fucking government incompetence. In the interim, currently serving transgender troops will remain in the armed forces under existing policy, he said. That policy, which was begun by President Barack Obama, Hussein, the first affirmative action president and the second coming of Jesus Christ, plus he's only half black, last year after a lengthy Pentagon review. Once again, Obama didn't have the balls to do this until he's just about to leave, and even he, we need a lengthy Pentagon review because I don't have the balls to just make a decision. I'm going to talk all this shit about caring about trannies, but oh, I got to cover my ass, and I'll do this at the last minute, and I'll make sure there's lots of... See, when the great one comes in, there ain't going to be no last-minute shit. And I'm not going to need other people to agree with me. I need to get a bunch of people together and make sure they agree with me before I make this decision to pull all the troops off of foreign soil and back to the United States. No, I'm not going to go looking for other people's fucking opinions. Because you guys know me. You know how much I care about other people's opinions. You know, that is the focus of this podcast, is coming on here and finding, you know, what do other people think? Because that's what I care about. Oh, I'm so concerned with other people's opinions. A policy begun by President Hussein Obama last year after a lengthy Pentagon review placed protection of gender rights in the military on par with race, religion, color, sex, and sexual orientation. Wrong. The purpose of the military is to kill people and break things. When the Great One is president and commander-in-chief, that will once again be the purpose of the military. Okay, here we go. Number 10. There will be no women or homosexuals in military. The purpose of the military is to kill people. It is not a social experiment. It is not welfare. This shit where I can't get a job, I'll go join the military. And this shit where, and then I, this, when I was in the military, there were a number of people that I was in the military with who were there because they were told you either go to jail or you join the military. No, that's going to end also. The military is not a place where you send people instead of jail. No, wrong. The military is there to kill people and break things. That will be its only fucking purpose. There will be no cavalry. There'll be none of this fucking, all this weird shit that they're doing. No. If you're in the military, you will be a combat troop or you will be directly supporting combat. Everything else will be fucking outsourced. We will hire people in India via Fiverr.com to do the goddamn paperwork and shit. There will be no motherfucking payroll clerks and all this other shit. Combat and direct combat support. The move was part of a broader Broad. Broad. I like broads. There will be no broads in the military. Although, you gotta admit, man, there are some girls who do look really hot in a uniform. Damn. Alright, maybe we'll have like a specific... You know, like the WAX, the Women's Air Corps. Maybe we'll have like a specific branch for women. But of course, it will only accept young, hot women. They will each, in order to get into, what are we going to call it? The let's see. No, that's stupid. The FAF, the Female Armed Forces. All right, this is number 10. I mean, number 11. The FAF, Female Armed Forces. I, the Commander-in-Chief of the military, without getting permission or consent from anybody, will form the Female Armed Forces. In order to get in the Female Armed Forces, you must actually pass a physical fitness test that requires being physically fit, and you will have to submit photographs to me for my personal approval of you in a bikini. You say, great one, that is sexist. Okay, and what's your point? Whoa, oh dude, where you go? There's a spider hanging from my ceiling. I thought it was like a bug or something. Well, I guess it's kind of a bug. I thought it was a flying bug and I waved him away and now I knocked him. Yeah, dang it. Oh, there he is, he's okay. All right. Great one, wait a minute. You mean you want to let people on welfare die of starvation, but you're worried about whether or not you killed a spider? Well, yes, because you see, the spider is creating value by killing insects that would otherwise annoy me. The spider is a natural part of the ecosystem subject to natural selection and evolution. The spider is not looking for welfare. The spider didn't need me to manage his fucking emotions for him. Yes, the spider's life is more valuable to me than that of a welfare recipient or a CEO. Yes. Yes, it is. Well, a CEO of a corporation that's been bailed out by my tax money. So let's say you're the CEO of, I don't know, Wells Fargo. Yes, the spider's life is more valuable than yours. All right. The move was part of a broader initiative to bring the military in line with shifts and social attitudes. The military is not supposed to be in line with social attitudes. The military is supposed to kill people. And it will return to that mission. For the first time, transgender service members could serve openly, and several thousand people in the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard did so. The services had to provide medical and training plans and arrange full implementation by July 1st, 2017. And once again, okay, look, it's one, you want to be a tranny, but now it's down to, but I want the military to pay for me to be a fucking tranny. Medical and training plans. What does this mean? Okay, medical plan is the part where you get your hormone shots and you get your surgery and all this other stuff, which, no, the taxpayers aren't paying for that. Well, not when I'm president. But training plans. Training, what do you mean training? Training the tranny? How to be the other gender? Oh, wait, God, I just implied there's only two genders. Oh, I'm so fucking homophobic. I'm sorry. Training the tranny how to be whichever of the 73,000 genders he, she, it, ze, za, zar, fay has chosen? Or are you training other people to pretend the tranny is normal? What if instead of helping these people transition from the gender they think they have to the gender they want to be, because I don't want to imply there's only two genders, what if we got them some help for their mental illness?
Mattis had published that deadline back 6 months before Trump unexpectedly announced on Twitter on July 26th that he planned to reverse Obama's policy entirely, saying the military would neither accept nor allow transgender people to serve. So nothing's really going to happen on this until February at the soonest, and even then, I'm sure somebody will find a way to drag this out even more. Because God forbid we just fucking move and groove and make something happen. We can't have that now, can we? And this is why the Trumpenfuhrer is not the savior. Now, the great one Fuhrer. Oh. I'm starting to see like campaign bumper stickers and stuff. One Fuhrer 2024. All right, hold on. Write this down. One. It'll be like one word. One Fuhrer 2024. Vote great one. I can't say make America great again because, God damn it, Donald Trump stole that one already. Donald Trump, I own that word. You can't use the word great without my permission. I'm going to sue somebody. I'm going to do a Vox Day. I'm going to sue someone for using a word I don't like. Let's see. Make America free again. No, it's never been free. Kill the parasites. Now I'm just trying to campaign slogan here. It's an open call, guys. Campaign slogans. Send me campaign slogans. You can email them to God, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com, or you can send them to me on the Twitterverse at CYNLIBSOC over on the Twitterverse. You can even do it over on the gab.ai. I'm CYNLIBSOC over there also. And I will not call for you to be censored if you call me a pedophile because I'm a grown up. I manage my own emotions. I don't need social media to do it for me. I'm not going to bother with the other side when I become president of the United States. One Fuhrer.